It's so remarkable that the city has another plain. Once I noticed a tram, more precisely the inscription of its road. That spring evening, I literally froze for a few seconds. A tram, not the old Kiev tram from the song, no, and not the Nikolaev one either, but the real Western Amsterdam tram. Это вам не Киев трамвай. And where was it going? To Azard Plain. Back then for me, the city was the city of Azard, of risk, of exhilaration. Everything around seemed soaked in it, particularly breathing it. Even the trams traveled there. Road 5? I think so. Last time I truly felt that rush of excitement was many years ago in Odessa, at night, in the Park Shevchenko, sitting one of that benches. There too, the sky was full of stars, but then there were two of us. Now I am alone. I watched the tram that will surely take me to the other plane. There is something medieval in it, or let's say biblical. I've never actually been there. No, there is nothing particularly interesting there. Only the thrill itself. Although once in Tbilisi, I met a man on a hilltop selling lottery tickets, trying to persuade me to play three-card mantle with him. He was quite the gambler. 2 years ago, I was shooting a film in the city. Of course, I wrote the dialogues in a mix of languages, but mainly in Russian. As it often happens, I suddenly decided everything needed to be redone, and the film wouldn't be in Dutch. So I urgently needed a literary translator from Russian to Dutch. Curiously, at that very moment, my idealistic story about other plane fell to pieces. The thing was, the dialogues were translated by the former wife of the captain of that ship called Azard. And so the story opened up to me. In 1916, a sturdy iron logger, a typical herring schooner, was launched. Riveted hull, masts, net, the cold North Sea. That continued until 1989. August Dirks, along with friends, bought the ship and turned it into a floating vessel of fools. Artists, musicians, actors, cooks, dreamers, and simply beautiful madmen lived and worked on it. They staged operas, played performances, held happenings, sang until dawn, then sailed further. Azard crossed the Atlantic, visited South America. They sailed along ancient trade roads, but instead of spices and gold, they carried music, absurdity, laughter, and the sense that life could be lived outside the rules. Now the square is named after that ship. A similar mistake, a glitch in my perception, as with Sloterdijk.